Hey, thanks for coming by. Howie was getting a little bit quiet there. Anyway, November 7th, Fox Bravo Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I always need time to put down what I'm doing and get over to the mic. We just had, about 15 minutes ago, one of these big downpours, and one of those things that I'm glad it didn't last longer because it was overwhelming everything. It was quite impressive, and the kind of storms that they've been getting elsewhere that overwhelm their systems, and I guess it could happen here, but fortunately it was short, and it was going east and not towards you, so hopefully that's where it went.
Yeah, well, definitely out in the outer coast there, they're talking about high winds and high waves as well, so people better be careful. They don't want to wander down too close to the shore.
Oh, for sure, yeah. That's very dangerous. And and boats at sea, of course. But yeah, we had quite a bit of flooding. We couldn't get to the front door. We didn't know that. So I got to dig a little place for the water to go. That never happened. And we've only been here 10 years, but still. Time flies. N7FBC.
Okay, thanks, Howie. Thanks for checking in. And time does indeed fly. I've been here a little over 30 years in this same location, and where'd the time go? Just gone. Anyway, okay, thanks again for checking in. Thanks for being number 25 on the paper. All right, let's see who else would like to check in. I think I may have doubled with someone. Was someone trying to check in there?
This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Delta Oscar.
Okay, we got someone else now. Someone else on the paper, V7 Whiskey Delta. Oscar, sorry. Why did I write X-ray? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the name here is Bill, and if there's a little delay from when I talk, for some reason my little HT, when I use the handheld, won't let me start transmitting till the repeater stops. Anyway, I'm enjoying the rain. I've been doing indoor projects. I built one of those QMX Plus kits from QRP Labs, and that was, sort of at the limits of my ability to build things. Back to you.
The North Shore Club started up Project Night there a few months ago, being the fourth Thursday of the month, and the first project was a QMX transceiver, and we had quite a number of people getting in on that, so it was a very popular little project.
Yeah, and that fellow that was talking about activating with POTA, I think that in Canada we're blessed in that there's so many POTA parks compared to the U.S. You go to a city like Seattle, and there's maybe three right around Seattle, whereas in Vancouver, every little park seems to be a POTA site. Back to you.
Well, there's one park in particular I wish had a POTA designation because it's not far from me. Well, it's way up the hill. It's in a residential area, but it's quite large. We've done, fox hunts up there, and the one main thing about it is the noise level is super low there. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the advantages of activating outdoors. You get away from all the RFI, or I guess it's EFI. I find here in the city of Vancouver, I can't believe how many parks are on the air. There's probably four of them within a 10-minute walk of my house. And, there's like Pacific Spirit Park, there's Jericho, Park, Jericho Beach. There's Locarno Beach. There's another one. It's just, it's fascinating. And I'm not sure how they got so many small parks through the approval process.
Yeah, I guess originally when they were organizing that, I'm just thinking like on the North Shore here, I think altogether North and West Van, probably, I think seven POTA parks anyway.
Anyway, I put in my 2 cents. I'm going to just listen from now. This is VE7WDO wishing everybody a happy evening.
Okay, Bill, thanks for checking in. We also do this net starting at 4 o'clock on Monday, so if you're around, give a shout. Okay, let's carry on. Let's get some more check-ins.
Victor Alpha 7, Delta Romeo Whiskey.
There's Drew. Okay. VA7, Delta Romeo Whiskey. Go ahead.
Just enjoying our Vancouver traffic and going absolutely nowhere. So great to hear you guys on and keeping me company on the way home.
Yeah, well, it's one thing about this, Nat. If you're stuck in traffic, it's pretty good interactive entertainment.
That it is. One miserable day out here, so I'll let you get on with the rest of the net. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess we're paying for it now, although Tuesday was a beauty of a day. Yeah, we could use a few more days like that this month. Okay, thanks, Drew. Thanks for coming by. All right, looking for further check-ins. Okay, B7RPX standing by for further check-ins for the Thursday Chaos Net. Okay, looking for further check-ins, Thursday Chaos Net.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Yankee.
Okay, B7, Charlie Yankee, it's all yours. Go ahead.
I just want to say a quick good evening to all. It's Scott here from Langley. Out in the rain as well. I'm not out in the rain, but I can hear it outside. And just want to say something to you all. Hope everyone has a good evening. Thanks for doing that. V7CCY.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate that. It was getting a little bit quiet there for a minute. All right. Anyone else want to check in?
Victor Echo 7, Bravo November.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay, Mike behind the mic, V7 Bravo November. And is there a plus one?
Plus one is here in attendance. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November. Hi, Bob. Good evening.
Afternoon still. I think it all looks dark out, though. Looks like it's evening. Yeah, sure gets dark out quick.
They don't say, that's right. It's a good evening. It's
nice,
not good afternoon
like
anymore. Anyway, how are you two doing today?
Oops, we doubled. Thanks,
yeah.
Rox. We're doing fine?
Yeah, we're all good. I pickled today, baked some cookies today, and we're going to go hang out with the neighbors tonight.
And what are you up to, Bob?
Well, club meeting tonight, so we have a presentation on how DMR works, so should be good. And hoping for a good turnout. There have already been a couple of other people I've heard on the Rainbow Net who are talking about attending, and I say visitors are always welcome.
Oh, I bet there'll be lots of questions and answers.
Yeah, it should be good. I just have to warn them about the parking situation, though. It's in effect till 9 in the evening, so if they don't want to buy parking, they have to park a couple of blocks away.
Oh, there was actually, there's a...
petition going around about that.
Yeah, what do they call that? It's a change position, a petition, about the parking situation on the North Shore.
Residents in the neighborhood are really upset because not only is everybody going in their neighborhood to park now, but if you want to register your own vehicle, it's just gotten so expensive to register your own vehicle to park on the street.
And I think it, in effect, two blocks on either side of Lonsdale, east or west, might even be three blocks, but at least two blocks.
I think in Lower Lonsdale it may be three blocks, and as you get up the hill it's only two. But I read an article in the North Shore News how, the store owners or business owners in West Van on Marine Drive, their parking in front of their businesses are just taken up because people didn't want to pay the exorbitant parking fees down at Ambleside Park. So West Bend Council, in their wisdom, decided that they were going to cut the parking fees at Ambleside in half.
Oh, yeah. Well,
might help.
Yeah, sounds like there'll be some tweaking going on.
It's unfortunate, though. Not everybody can, there's a lot of low-income families, and then they can't afford to pay that. So what, they can't go to the park now, or they have to park, like, six blocks away?
I'm also thinking about,
all the soccer teams. And
also elderly and
people
that aren't as mobile. So, and residents who are living in the two- or three-block corridor in front of their house, they have to buy the permit-only parking. Oh, I guess it's just the big city stuff that's happening everywhere.
To me, it's a cash grab.
Yeah, it is a cash grab. And the thing is, not a very lucrative one, because what's the infrastructure required to, keep the meters going? Well, if you can call them meters, and keeping all the records straight and everything, all the bureaucracy involved. I mean, are they really going to be ahead? For instance, I heard I talked to Igor this morning on the Health and Welfare Net. He and some people were just across the street from me yesterday going to Hager's Pub. And, the original idea was to free up parking spots. Well, it was already 2 hours there. Now you can park there all day. So much for freeing up parking.
Yeah, how does that work? So if you park, I know where you're talking about. I think that's the 100 block there, just beyond Lonsdale. So you could pay for the whole day? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can do that. So it doesn't free up parking really at all. You figure, well, if I got to pay for my parking here, I may as well pay for like 3 or 4 hours instead of before when you were limited to two.
What does that mean for people that are going to take the C-Bus? They could just drive down there, pay for the day parking, and you hop on the C-Bus and go wherever.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, well, like I said, there will probably be some more tweaking going on.
Yeah, I feel very strongly that public parks should be available to all the public.
Public parking?
Public parks.
Oh, parks, yeah.
Parks should be, they're for the public, and we should be able to go to them for free. You shouldn't have to pay to go to a park. I mean, unless it's some big fancy thing like the aquarium or whatever, but, a tourist attraction, but a park should be free. It's public property.
Or residents, maybe tourists pay, because, I mean, they're not paying property taxes, and even if you're a renter, you're paying taxes through your rental. So maybe residents should be exempt.
I think there is some something to do with that in West Van. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but definitely. And the tourists, well, yeah, they may not be paying our local taxes, but, well, they are indirectly through any business dealings they do, so you don't want to scare them away by nickeling and diming them to death. So anyway, that's my rant, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, good point there about the tourists. Yeah, there's an impact angle every way you look, I guess.
Anyway, yeah.
But we better back out of here. We've been on here a bit. So thanks for running the show, and have a great rest of the afternoon, evening.
7-3.
Victor Echo 7, Bravo November.
VA 7, Janet.
Okay, well, enjoy your evening over at the neighbors, and thanks for running that net last night. I will be in the big chair for that next week. Okay, better carry on here. B7RPX looking for further check-ins. Okay, well, it's been a little quiet today, but we are up to 30 check-ins so far compared to 37 on Monday. What did we get last Thursday? Okay, 40, and even 40 last Thursday, but we're not in it to break any records. We just want to talk to people. All right, B7RPX standing by.